Danielle, good morning.
Good morning, Tess.
So to start off with, what are actually the current statistics when it comes to women studying economics?
Yeah, what we do know is about somewhere between 35 and 45% of university students studying economics are female. But as we sort of go through the career chain, we see women dropping off in the ranks. So, you know, somewhere around a third starting in the workforce. As you get to the senior levels, the proportion of women thins out. So academia is a really great example. A lot of economists will go on to be academics. So we see about half of people in sort of junior teaching fellow positions are women, 25% by the time you get to senior lecturer, and by the time you get to associate professor or professor, it's only 15% women. So we see women sort of dropping out at each stage of the career pipeline.
And do we have any idea on why this dropout rate is so high?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I think there's probably a number of different issues at play. I mean, I think economics, just as every discipline, you know, we have the issue of women taking, tend to take more career breaks to have families, et cetera, and then come back part-time, which makes career progression slower. I think there's an element of, you know, if in a sort of blokey environment, that some women will choose to go down different paths. And then I think unconscious bias plays a role as well. We've certainly seen studies of the academic world that show that even if you control for, you know, different publication records, and all the other things that might affect promotion levels, women are still getting promoted at a lower rate than men in economics, not so much in other disciplines. So there's something that seems to be specific to the economic discipline that means that women are being held to a higher standard.
And so what do you think could have led to this massive divide of representation in the first place?
Yeah, that's a good question. And fewer females studying economics in the first place is an issue. And I think it's partly a misconception about, you know, what economics is and what an economist does. So we know when we talk to high school students, a lot of them think, you know, you study economics because you, you know, want a career in finance or to become an investment banker. So, you know, the message we're really trying to get out there is economics is so much broader than that. It's a, you know, it's a field that helps in decision making. So, you know, if you care about climate change or you care about inequality or, you know, you're interested in education policy, you know, economics is a really good foundation. And when you look at the people making decisions in those areas, often they're people with economics training.
And so are there any strategies in place at the moment to perhaps bridge the gap, not only in academia, but in the workforce?
So this is part of what the Women in Economics Network is really setting out to do, and it's to try and come up with some comprehensive strategies for the whole discipline. So in terms of attracting more women to study economics, we're working with teachers and teachers associations to try and find ways to tell students about the, you know, really broad and interesting careers you can have as an economist. For women that are already working as economists, we're offering mentoring programs. And the other thing we're doing is really trying to increase the prominence of women in public economic debate. So we know that women, female economists are massively underrepresented in the media at the moment. So we're pulling together a media database to try and encourage journalists when they're running an economic story to kind of look beyond the usual suspects and to think of talking to a female economist.
It is such important work. Before I do let you go, Danielle, do you have any advice for any young women looking to study economics?
Yes, I would say don't let anyone talk you out of it. Don't let anyone tell you it's boring. It's not. You know, there's just so many really wonderful and interesting careers that you can have. And, you know, go to the Women in Economics Network website to find out more.
And we'll pop the link to that one up in the podcast. Danielle, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Great. Thanks for having me on, Tess.